This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned home this afternoon after a successful visit to Poland and Ukraine. Prime Minister Modi held a delegation-level meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev. The Prime Minister asserted that both Ukraine and Russia should sit together without wasting time to find ways to end the ongoing war. He added that India has been on the side of peace since the beginning of the conflict in February 2022. Speaking to media after the meeting, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said India can be a key influence in the global diplomatic efforts to end the war between his country and Russia. Earlier during his visit to Poland, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw. Both the leaders decided to upgrade the relationship to a strategic partnership. An interstate coordination meeting of left-wing extremism, LWE, affected states is being held today in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh. The meeting is chaired by Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah. Chief Secretaries and Director General of Police from 7 LWE-affected states, including Chhattisgarh, are attending the meeting. The Union Home Minister will review security and development initiatives in areas affected by left-wing extremism. In a message posted on the X platform, Mr. Shah stated that the central government, along with the BJP-led government in Chhattisgarh, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is committed to the complete eradication of Naxalism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khatse, reached Kathmandu in Nepal today to oversee the return of victims and survivors in a road mishap in Tanhu district of Nepal. According to the Embassy of India in Kathmandu, 27 Indians were killed in the accident. In a social media post, Ms. Khatse said she discussed the rescue operation and further course of action with Indian Ambassador Naveen Srivastav and Joint Secretary of Ministry for Foreign Affairs of Nepal, Bhrigu Dhunangana. She also visited Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital, where the injured have been admitted. Embassy of India in Kathmandu is in constant touch with local authorities and hospital staff regarding treatment of the injured and earlier repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex-gratia payment of the victims of the bus accident in Tanahu district, Nepal. An ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. In Assam, the main accused in the rape of a minor girl at Dhing died early morning today. The incident occurred during a recreation of the crime scene at the wee hours when the accused, Tafasul Islam, managed to flee and jumped into the pond that led to his death. Police later recovered his body with the help of SDRF team. Our correspondent reports 3 persons were allegedly involved in the heinous crime at Dhing in Agaon district that resulted in massive protest across the state. Police are trying to nab the remaining culprits. India's first reusable hybrid rocket Rumi 1 was launched by Space Zone India in collaboration with Martin Group from Chennai. At the ongoing Under-17 World Wrestling Championships in Amman, Jordan, Indian women extended their dominance to win its first ever team title with a total of 8 medals. Kajal became the 5th wrestler from the country to bag a gold, defeating Ukraine's Alexandra Rybak 9-2 in the 69kg category. Shrutika Patil had to settle with the silver after losing to the Japan's Yu Katsume in the 46kg category. Raj Bala grabbed a bronze in the 40kg category with an 11-5 win over Japan's Munaka Umekawa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.